The series deals with the worth of the lawyers of a famous firm, how they defend emblematic cases with legal arguments. It has indicated the journey through which the different North American cases pass. To better explain the content of this series, I must tell you that it begins by telling the bad life that Mike led. He's a very intelligent man, but he doesn't have a security job, and he only generates income by solving examinations of other people who hear him, posing as another person at the university. Mike has a student at the university, but all he knows is because he has read many law books from a very young age. Mike has his friend who works for some people who sell drugs. Mike has his grandmother very ill in the hospital, and since he doesn't have money, he needs enough money to be able to keep his grandmother in the clinic and not take her out. That's where his friends ask him to carry a briefcase with drugs to deliver in a hotel, and that he will pay a good amount so that he can pay at the amount that the clinic asks for. Mike accepts the job when he is carrying the briefcase with drugs. He rallies that those who were waiting for him in the hotel were a policeman, and it was a trap. That they weren't consumers, but they had a trap to look for the one who distributed the drug. But Mike rallies it before they catch him and flees. In that he's escaping, he turns an interview where the most recognized law firm the city is conducting interviews with only Harvard University students, so that they can become interns. Mike interns to speak with the secretary in order to escape from those police who were looking for him, and it's there that he enters the interview with Harvard Spencer, a well-known lawyer. He interrogates Mike and quickly realizes that Mike knows much more law than the Harvard students waiting outside. From that moment, they become good friends, and Mike enters to work with the largest bufet in the city without being university lawyer or students. He continues a whole journey that I recommend watching.